been beautiful. You know, seeing my old friends. I'm with J.O., Martavius, Shane, Rodney. So, you know, seeing my old brothers and experience the new brotherhood and the new teammates at K-State, the young fellas. It's been a great experience. You know, Manhattan is different from any places that I usually grew up, which is New York. It's so much different in New York. So I always love coming to a place that's peaceful as Manhattan.
Former Wildcat Curtis Kelly with me here on the game. You played 6 years overseas now, Israel, Turkey, Italy. What has the overseas basketball experience been like, man?
Overseas basketball has been, you know, it's ups and downs. You got to be professional, first and foremost. That's the main thing I tell people when they talk about overseas basketball. But it's also the blessing of traveling, meeting new people, experiencing new cultures. Those things is things that, you know, live with you for a lifetime. Everyone don't have the blessing to travel and to do something they love, and I have the blessing to do that. I'm a people person, so I get along with everybody most of the time. But when you're away from family, away from friends, you have no choice but to rely on the energy and the love of other people that you meet. So with that being said, I have some great experience with people, great experience traveling. And I've been successful since I've been pro. For the most part, about 5 out of 6 years, I always averaged double digits. I was an all-star in 2 different countries. I've been an all-star 3 times. I also been a defensive player the year before. I won a championship my first year. Basketball is basketball, so if you're good enough, then you always have the ability to prove it. And I definitely took advantage of my opportunity.
I was looking through some old articles before doing this interview, and I saw a couple times you had said K-State saved my life. What does that mean to you?
Where I came from, you know, it wasn't. It's not your ideal situation. I came from a place where I was raised well by my mom and my stepdad, but there was no. It's a quote that a lot of people say. When they say that you jumped off the porch, that's like a country saying for guys. Like, that means that your mom or dad would keep you on the porch in order for you not to go out there and get hurt or go out there and do anything bad. Or so they'll keep you in the house. You know, that's a quote. But if from where I'm from, there is no porch. So once you leave the house, you're on the street, you're on pavement, in the street. So with that, that environment, there's no escaping certain things in that environment. No escaping certain people in that environment. It's no escaping certain temptations in that environment. Now, when I went to UConn, it was interesting because that place, it's not a party school, but it's not too far from New York, so I would go back and forth. And also, UConn didn't keep me as focused as K-State did. When I moved to K-State, it's a place where most people here don't jump off the porch. Most people here are groomed and are well raised, you know. So that experience was unique for me because I'm meeting all kinds of people that have such good hearts. And I could walk around the neighborhood in Manhattan and just say hi to so many people and say, hi, how you doing? They'll greet me back. I could walk in Manhattan any time of the night and don't have to have any concern or worry about my life or worry about running into the wrong people. That's why I say Manhattan saved my life, because it gave me a place to give me a calm that I needed to refocus, that I needed to just experience life in a different lens, you know. And that lens led me to become a much better person.
Talking right now with former Wildcat Curtis Kelly.
Yes, sir.
As far as your playing days are concerned, I think, you know, there's a lot of memories that come to mind, but obviously most people will look back to the Elite Eight run in 2010. When you look back on that, what do you remember the most about that run with that team?
I remember the fact that we spent the whole season being underdog, and that led us and fueled us to become who we became that season. We finished the season top 5 in the country, maybe top 10 even. And I remember not doing it just for myself, but doing it because I wanted to be a part of a legacy. I wanted to be part of something that was big. And that's the reason why I came to K-State, because I believed that if I focused and did well, I could help my team become at a higher level, become one of the best teams in the country. And I and me and guys like Jacob Pullen, Rodney, Jordan Tay, Jamal Samuels didn't come in. We was a part of that. But what I remember most, I would say, is the Sweet 16 game against Xavier. And that it was a triple overtime. I remember the excitement and the feeling of joy winning that game. That was a blessed season.
How much do you think about that Butler game? And I don't mean to ask that to bring up bad memories, but I mean, you guys were so close. The under four media timeout, you guys are ahead of Butler with the Final Four trip on the line. Do you still think about it?
Of course. You know, I believe that if we made it to the Final Four, we'd have made it to the championship. This is what I believe off the fact that us and Butler was very similar as far as being an underdog and as far as having the talent in order to make it to Final Four, but also having the hunger to make it also. So I think we was the hungriest teams in that tournament. And what I remember most is just Gordon Hayward, who now plays for the Utah Jazz. I remember him destroying us, first of all. I remember him just destroying us. But for the most part, I remember the first half of me having 14 points just to end the first half. And not that it's a bad memory, because it's all great memories. You know, to experience that is an experience that I could tell my kids, and I could show them the film to prove it.
What was it like watching Frank get to the Final Four this year?
It was love. I watched that. You know, I watched him the whole tournament from my computer when I was in Israel. And I was just so proud, you know, because they also played the game, the Final Four game, on TV in Israel as well, on one of the channels. You know, a lot of people around the world actually like Frank. You know, they like his passion. They enjoy his enthusiasm. They enjoy his character. His character is very funny, very open, very honest. So to see him speak at interviews, just everything, just brought me back to the man that taught me and led me to be a better person than I am today. He's a good coach and such a good person. I think he just deserves it, man. It was a pleasure to watch.
A couple more for you, Curtis, before I let you go. And talking here with Curtis Kelly, former Wildcat.
Yes, sir.
As far as looking back on your playing career, one of the things I loved about you the most was just you know, how much fun it always seemed like you were having out on the court. One of my favorite memories, I don't know if you remember this at all, I'll take a shot here and see, but it was like a Nebraska game, I think, on the road late in the game, and you guys had pulled off the trick where they were doing the left-right chant, and whoever it was sat down like at the perfect time, so messed up their guy shooting the free throw, and the cameras like caught you laughing on the bench. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did. Still got that on YouTube, actually. So whoever hearing it, I hope you look that up on YouTube. You still can watch it.
How much fun did you have when you were playing, man? That was one of my favorite things about watching you play. It just seemed like you were always really enjoying yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a New York kid. I'm from where, you know, it's always live. It's always very fast, very up and down. So one of the things that I always told myself was that if I can't have the kind of fun I would back home, then I was going to bring that with me, and I was going to have it on the court. So that's one of the reasons why I always was excited, always happy to play, and I always wanted the crowd to be involved. I always told jokes on the bench. I always made sure that we was focused and we worked hard. I also made sure that we had fun at the same time. We call it get it popping. I think we got it popping here at K-State, and we made it more alive. We brought a culture that was more alive that wound up continuing even after I left. So I remember the Nebraska game and doing that, and one of the reasons why I did it was they did it to my man Jamal Samuels right before that. So I told myself, like, nah, you know, they're going to diss my brother. I'm going to make sure that I get him back. And that was my way of getting him back. And the main thing was that we was going to let people know that watched us this type of relationship we had. You could see the relationship we had while you watched us. And that made us likable. That made people love us. I'm just happy that when I was here at K-State, I made it more fun, and I was remembered for making it more fun, making it more exciting.
Man, I love that answer. Before I let you go, Kurt, just what's next for Curtis Kelly in your career?
To be honest, who knows? You know, as far as me, I'm still playing basketball. You know, I'm a ride out basketball till my legs can't go. I just turned 29. I'm getting older, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to just remain a good professional, work hard, and move forward. Hopefully, you know, maybe a future in coaching, maybe a future with kids. You know, I would love to be a teacher in some way because I love kids. As far as where I'm going to play, you know, I get deals sent to me almost every day. You know, I just got a deal from Brazil. I just got another deal from Japan presented to me. I had another deal in Israel on the table again to go back. Another team from France, team from Greece. And I've been turning most of them down because the money hasn't been right. But who knows, you know, whatever the money is, that's right. And it's a blessing to be there, and it's good for my future. I'm definitely going to move ahead on. But you never know. Maybe Coach Weber, you know, call me up one day and say, hey, I want an assistant job for you, you know, because that would be a dream also. So who knows, man? Who knows?
Kurt, sincerely, I appreciate you doing this, man. You really are one of my favorite all-time Wildcats. This has been one of my favorite interviews I've done in a while, man. Take care.
John, I just want you to continue to support K-State like you've been, man. I've been knowing you for years now, and I love the fact that you continue to support K-State. Anyone watching, please, I have to support K-State more than ever now. I'm here in the games and the events that basically the basketball players take place in. It's not as crowded. It's not as built up as it used to be. We need to make sure that the K-State coaches stay solid with basketball. And also, we need to make sure we support those younger guys coming in and show them what Purple Pride means, what Iman means. So whoever's hearing this, whoever listening out, please support the basketball team this year. Continue to support them from now on. And show them young guys what it's like to be a Wildcat.